Commentator Ralph Schoenstein is more than 70 years old, and he's proud of it.
At a supermarket the other night, a teenage clerk looked at my gray hair and automatically gave me a senior citizen discount. Then he brightly said, "And sir, you get an extra 5% for Senior Appreciation Week." It was gracious of him to appreciate me, and I wanted to spit in his eye. Blanche DuBois may have depended on the kindness of strangers, but I can do without pity from the A&P. The senior discount was intended to ease life for those on fixed incomes, but it makes me uneasy. Countless numbers of seniors are now the richest generation. For them, the discount is pointless charity from the Great American Congregation of Our Lady of Perpetual Youth. And some of its older worshippers should be praying not for a return of their youth, but a return of their minds. I know one woman of 70 who has plastic surgery the way I have haircuts. Every time I see her, she is younger. I look like her father now, and I'll be her grandfather soon because she is headed back to the womb. And when she gets there, she will probably have a tuck in her umbilical cord. Like millions of others, she is desperate for the biggest senior discount of all, 20% off her age. The American message keeps getting louder and louder. Erase my lines and reassemble my face and dye my hair and gulp antioxidants to swallow my way to yesterday. Well, I'm out of step with this mad stampede, and I resent a store patronizing me with a discount merely because I'm the same age that Winston Churchill was when he saved Western civilization. America's founding fathers wanted freedom from the structured world of Europe, from being imprisoned by labels. Can you imagine Benjamin Franklin's thoughts if a store manager had said, "Dr. Franklin, today is Colonial Salute to Seniors Day. You look over 40, so it's 6% off. 8% if you're missing at least 10 of your teeth."
Ralph Schoenstein is the author of the book Toilet Trained for Yale, Adventures in 21st Century Parenting.